SBS Radio.
Yeah, that's right. So the Board of Deputies did that at the plenum. The review will establish a committee of lay leaders and Orthodox rabbis to conduct the review, and the members of the committee and the terms of reference are yet to be decided. But the motion also called on the Sydney Beth Din to, quote, enact meaningful reform as a matter of urgency. And this follows, of course, the Court of Appeal's decision late last year to uphold contempt of court convictions against the Sydney Beth Din's Dayanim. So just to remind listeners, the conviction stemmed from a 2017 commercial dispute in which defendant Reuven Baruch refused to attend the Sydney Beth Din, preferring to have the case heard in a civil court. And the Sydney Beth Din was found by Justice Sakar. The rabbis were found to be in contempt of court and they received fines. And the Court of Appeal upheld the original ruling but reduced penalties. And
well, you have to mention that that Baruch was told by the Sydney Beth Din that if he didn't comply with the request to appear before them, not in front of a civil court, among other sanctions, the synagogues where he prays will be informed accordingly, and he will be not counted to a minyan. So this is like almost excommunicating him, not to allow him also aliyah to the Torah, and therefore he took them to court. That's what I understood.
Yeah, so back to the Board of Deputies' decision. I mean, they expressed in a statement their deep concern, quote, about the defects in the ownership structure, governance mechanisms of accountability and dispute resolution processes of the Sydney Beth Din, end quote. And in his moving forward, the Executive Council of Australian Juries immediate past president, Robert Goot, said at this plenum meeting that the Sydney Beth Din had been found, quote, to have strayed egregiously. The Sydney Beth Din, of course, have applied for leave to appeal the High Court's decision, but the Jewish Board of Deputies President Leslie Berger said, regardless of its potential ruling, he said the fundamental problems from a communal perspective remain. He said, we deserve a Beth Din that is well respected, that has appropriate policies and procedures in place. And he says there appears to be some significant willingness on the part of the Sydney Beth Din to reform these matters, but he said the big question is, will they be willing to go far enough? For its part, the Sydney Beth Din said its Dayanim aspire to the highest standards of halakha, governance and adherence to the law of the land, and always have. The Sydney Beth Din rabbis, they also said the history of JBOD has a history of effectively undermining the theological basis of orthodoxy and halakha. So they have accused the Jewish Board of Deputies for holding that position.
Well, I think it's very interesting, Shane, that the leadership of the Jewish community is actually examining, putting like the front page photo, putting under magnifying glass the Sydney Beth Din, which is the religious leadership. That is quite unusual, and let's see what will happen.
Yeah, that's right. And for the record, we've published on page 15 the full statement issued to us in response from the Sydney Beth Din.
And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, the aftermath of the Christchurch attack, the mosque attack, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies raised a lot of money. I think up to date they've got close to $70,000 raised, and also the New Zealand Jewish community did their best to help the victims. But on the flip side, I saw in the Jewish news that a senior member of an Auckland mosque has come under fire after saying that the gunman who killed 50 worshippers at the two mosques, it was funded by the Mossad. So again, Israel, Zionism is blamed. What is the story?
Yes, so at a rally for the victims there, Ahmed Bamji, the chairman of the Mount Roskill Masjid EMR Mosque, was caught on camera saying, quote, I will not mince words. I stand here and I say I have a very strong suspicion that there is some group behind him, and I'm not afraid to say I feel Mossad is behind this. In response, the spokesperson for the New Zealand Jewish Council, Juliet Moses, told News Hub, quote, these conspiracy theories are dangerous lies, and they put the Jewish community at risk at a time of heightened security concerns in New Zealand.
It is very dangerous. Like, people will dismiss it as rubbish, but a lot of people will actually believe it.
That's right. These people, unfortunately, have followers, very loyal followers.
And Shane, the New South Wales elections last week.
Gladys Berejiklian, the Liberal Party leader, she won 48 seats, which is enough for a majority government. And that was despite pre-election tips from experts that if she won, it might be a minority government. But she won. She won enough seats. The Jewish Board of Deputies, New South Wales President Leslie Berger, congratulated her for winning the Liberals a third consecutive term and also for being the first woman elected to the position of New South Wales Premier. In seats with significant Jewish population, Liberals' Gabrielle Upton was returned in Vaucluse, along with Jonathan O'Day in Davidson and Alastair Henskins in Ku'ringai. Those two seats are on the North Shore. Labor's Michael Daly held on to Maroubra, while the only Jewish member in Parliament, Labor's member for Heffron, Ron Honig, also retained his seat. But Labor did win Coogee, changed hands from Liberals' Bruce Notley-Smith. It was won by Labor's Marjorie O'Neill. And Leslie Berger said, "We thank and acknowledge Bruce Notley-Smith for his support over two terms and congratulate Marjorie O'Neill."
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, on the international arena, when it comes to the United Nations Human Rights Council, Australia took a stand last week.
Yes, Australia was the only country actually to vote against five anti-Israel resolutions by the United Nations Human Rights Council. Australia is a member, and Israel and the US are not members anymore. So Australia took this stand, and it was praised by Australian Jewry's leaders. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin said, "We're pleased that a growing number of European and South American nations also are now following the leadership and moral clarity of Australia, but nevertheless it's disappointing that these biased and one-sided resolutions were passed by the UNHRC in item agenda 7, which is only used, it's the only agenda item used to criticise a single country.
I think it is permanently on the agenda of the United Nations Human Rights Council.
That's right. Executive Director Colin Rubinstein also took the opportunity to condemn, of course, what has happened in last week in Gaza, with Hamas firing a rocket that hit a house northeast of Tel Aviv, injuring a whole family, seven people, some of whom are still in hospital.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.